Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. And we've got someone on with us today that is, can definitely help you on your path to happiness, to wellness, mental wellness, and all of the above in the sense of your relationships and working through some of the problems that all of us have. All of us have our little closets of things that have happened to us, and we see it in different ways, and a lot of us really need a coach, a mentor, someone that can actually guide us in the right direction and, in some cases, help us to not only find our own path but our true path. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed with the presence of Miss Cindy Battino. Cindy is a life coach for the most part and an awesome individual with a phenomenal spirit and a also incredible ability to help people by helping them to find their center and find themselves, which is truly a gift because there aren't many people out there that can do that, but there's a lot of people out there that need that type of assistance. Today we're going to talk about preparing for your perfect mate. And again, I can't think of anybody better to guide us along that journey. So with that said, Cindy, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Zuria. Thank you for having me on the show and talking about relationship. Have you found your perfect mate, Zurian?
Yes, but she's constantly testing me.
Well, we're going to talk about that because that actually sounds like she is your perfect mate. That's what they're kind of supposed to do, and we'll describe what a perfect mate is a little bit later. So one of the things that I found in my work as a life coach and energy worker is that a lot of people are still looking for their perfect mate. The statistics are not pretty, Zurian. 50% of the people who get married end up in divorce, and of the other 50%, 30% claim to be unhappy in their marriage. So people come to me who are going through separation and divorce. People come to me if they, you know, haven't necessarily been married, or they are ready to get married. And some people come to me because they're just ready to do everything a little differently. So I just finished shooting a video workshop last week, and it's entitled How to Prepare for Your Perfect Mate. Because like you said, Zurian, when you introduced me, this is all about relationship with yourself. You know, so many people come to me and they say, you know, if Zurian just did this or if Zurian just did that, then that would have been a great relationship. And I just look at them and I say, well, who were you in relationship? And why did you call this person to you? And so it becomes an internal investigation. And for everyone out there listening, the people who will best be served by this video workshop will align with this anonymous quote. And the quote goes, if you bring the bricks from your past relationships to your future relationship, you will build the same house.
Cool.
So I've developed this 10-step program to help people do relationship differently. And it's all about an internal investigation. And I have done all the steps that I'm asking people to do. And it was in doing this internal work that I found my perfect mate, because I had two huge ahas. And the first one was that I matter. Now, most people don't want to say that they matter because they see it as a selfish thing. You know, we're taught societally that by putting everybody else first and putting ourselves last, that we're honorable. I'm not saying that my needs and feelings and words are more important than anybody else's when I'm saying that I matter. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that my feelings are just as important as yours, Zurian. my needs and wants are just as important as yours. And when we are in partnership, that I am in partnership with you and on the same level. So your words are important and my words are important. We might not agree with each other, but they're both still really important. So I matter being one huge aha. And the second aha was I can have it all.
Okay.
Okay, so when I say that, I mean I can have a full, complete, whole relationship. And what I do with my clients is like we sit down, we make a pie chart. Because everyone's pie chart of what a whole relationship consists of is different. So what might be some of the tenets and some of the conditions that you hold for a full relationship, Zurian?
Patience, respecting mm-hmm. my space,
mm-hmm.
Respecting my property, mm-hmm. Listening to me when I have something to say,
mm-hmm.
Understanding that, you know, we're not always going to necessarily agree,
mm-hmm.
but be able to accept the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to have this big, beautiful pie chart that has that. And some of the tenets that I found that are pretty common are communication, trust, passion, consideration, companionship. These are all parts of different people's pie charts of what a whole relationship is. And when people come to me because they're unhappy in relationship or they haven't found the right partnership yet, they haven't found their perfect mate, it's because they have settled in the past or they're currently settling for a partial relationship. So
okay.
I didn't hear you say having a passionate sex life, whether that's part of your pie or not. But some people might have a great sex life with their partner, but they can't communicate or they don't have anything in common. Or some people have this great partnership with their partner, so they're good friends, they agree on how to parent their children, but they don't have a sex life and they don't have a passionate sex life. And
the
so
business.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you'd be amazed, Zurian. It's really sad what's out there. When people just settle, they settle. And I think the reasons why they settle is because, A, they don't think it's out there. They don't think their perfect mate is out there. They don't think a whole relationship is out there for them. And they don't think they deserve it. So one of my goals today in speaking to you and speaking to the people that are listening is to tell them that, yes, your perfect mate is out there. And yes, you deserve and can have a whole and full relationship. But there's a caveat. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. There is no perfect person. And your pie chart might be complete and whole, but all the different pie pieces are going to be imperfect. So you might communicate well about money, but you might not communicate well about sex or when you're angry or when you're upset. So communication might be in there, and you might communicate well about some things, but not with others. So all of those pie parts are going to be there, but they're all going to need work. Okay, and your perfect mate is not a perfect person because you aren't a perfect person. But when I say preparing for your perfect mate, I'm talking about preparing for the mate that is perfect for you. You and only you. So, like you said, you have found your perfect mate, but what did you say she does?
I said she's constantly testing me.
Yeah, she's testing you. That's right. So your perfect mate is your mirror. Your perfect mate will mirror for you all of your brilliant qualities, all the beautiful things that make Zurian Zurian. But your perfect mate will also mirror for you those places where you struggle, where you're challenged, where you have limiting behaviors or where you step into fear. So, you know, we have this fantasy out there, I think it comes from, you know, Disney, that, you know, our perfect mate and the perfect relationship is going to be one that is happy and blissful, and we don't fight, and we don't, you know, it's just so awesome every day.
Whole panacea,
no.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, so your perfect mate is one that's going to mirror you, and your perfect mate is going to challenge you to grow as a person. As a person and as a partner. So that's their job.
So guys, for every guy that's out there listening, if you're like me and you're very analytical and not very obviously emotional, this is what she's talking about, guys.
That's right. Yeah, she's going to definitely push you emotionally. Women are really good in that way. So the video workshop for preparing for your perfect mate is a 10-step process, and it's based on the law of attraction. So the law of attraction says what you put out there, you will call to you.
Mm-hmm.
So many people come to me as an energy worker, and they say, I want to find my soulmate. And I tell them, their soulmate has been presented to them probably 100 times in their lifetime, but because they were in a place where they weren't ready for their soulmate, they couldn't see them. So the whole goal in the law of attraction is to put out there what you want to call to you. And to do that, you've got to become your best detective, because it's not about them, it's about you. And so the 10-step process takes us, you, from the past to the present, and then eventually into the future. And I'm not going to go into all of these, but just as a quick overview, the 10 steps involve examining your past relationships, looking at what you're ready to change, closure and releasing things that you don't want to bring to you anymore, examining old beliefs, looking at your current beliefs, transference, how does transference affect you in relationship? My favorite is step 8, standing in your essence. I love that one. It's my favorite. Step 9 is who do you want to be in relationship? And then step 10 is calling to you a whole relationship. So we're going past, present, and future. So we go past because I bet you've seen this one. Have you seen the study, Zurian, about the brain that says that we are in our unconscious brain 95% of the time and are only in our conscious brain 5% of the time?
Yep, when it talks about the conscious consciousness and unconscious consciousness and all of that, yes.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that sits in our unconscious brain are our belief systems. So, you know, what are beliefs and how do they impact people? Where a belief is a thought process that affects, shapes, and determines how we think, feel, and or react toward people and situations. These beliefs were molded and created from the time that we were young, and most of the time they were based on how our authority figures modeled things for us. And the ripples of these beliefs affect the most minute decision that we make on a daily basis. And they sit underneath your psyche, so they sit in that unconscious part of your brain. So just think about it, 95% of how we react, what we say, what we do or don't do, comes from these things that sit in our unconscious. So a huge part of this process and of this work in preparing for your perfect mate is understanding who you are and have been, who you call to and why. So bringing the unconscious to the conscious so that we can make more choices. And then releasing what no longer works from us from the past so that in the future you can call your perfect mate to you because you are who you want to be in relationship. So, again, best detective, that's what we want to create. We want to become our best detective. And we want to take off our judgment hat because a lot of times when we're looking at things and we're analyzing things, we criticize ourselves a lot. Rather than sitting in curiosity and saying, you know what, Zurian, there's a really good reason why you've chosen the partners in the past you've chosen. There's a really good reason why you do what you do and what you don't do. So we have to look for the why and to look for the why with curiosity And the reason why we want to use curiosity is because in this investigative work, we want to come to a new place of acceptance and compassion for ourselves. So if we fall a little bit deeper in love with ourselves by figuring out why we do what we do and what are all the beautiful things that are within us and where are our challenges, and it's okay for us not to be perfect, then we can bring all of those things to other people. And so one of the things I really want the listeners to hear today is that in doing this video workshop or in doing the work that we do today, because I'm going to bring some of the exercises to our listeners today. See, I caught myself. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard you.
I listened. Is that I cannot promise that by doing this work, you're going to find your perfect mate tomorrow. But what I can promise is that as you fall deeper in love with yourself, you will invite others to do the same.
Cool.
And that is the huge lesson of this work. Is as we come into a higher level of self-compassion and self-acceptance and self-love, we invite others to do the same. So if you're listening today and you want to prepare for your perfect mate, we're going to do a couple of exercises. So the first exercise today is we're going to look at your parents' beliefs. Because believe it or not, what your parents believed about relationship affects you today. And I'm gonna prove it to you in just a minute. So
okay.
You're going to have two pieces of paper, and on one piece of paper, on the top, you're going to write, "My mother believed that, dot, dot, dot." And on the other piece of paper, you're going to write, "My father believed that, dot, dot, dot." And the best way to find out what beliefs sit underneath your psyche is to finish a sentence. And what I'm going to ask everyone to do is to finish these sentences, and not just with one answer. I want you to give as many answers as you can without using your filter. And we've done a little bit of this work in the past, Zurian. We've talked about beliefs and finding out, uncovering some of your beliefs in the past. And so, but this is something that we've never done, looking at fathers' and mothers' belief systems and how they affect us today. So before anybody writes down anything else, I want them to sit quietly and think about your parents. Think about how your parents interacted with each other, what their roles were, how they treated each other, and what their expectations of the other were. You know, what did they tell you about being a man? What did they tell you about being a Marine, Zurian? You know, what did my parents tell me about being a woman and a wife? What did that mean? Because they're very different things from my mother to my father. Right? So on these pieces of paper, you're going to write the same sentences, same answers, same sentences for each paper, mother and father. So like on the paper that says, "My mother believed that, dot, dot, dot," you're going to write, "A man is, dot, dot, dot. A woman is, dot, dot, dot. A husband is, dot, dot, dot. A wife is, dot, dot, dot. Relationship is, dot, dot, dot. Here's a good one. Money is, dot, dot, dot. And intimacy and sex are, dot, dot, dot." And you're going to have those same sentences that you will fill in the blanks on both pieces of paper. And what some of you listening might, you know, think is that this is a load of crap. That, you know, my parents are my parents and they did what they did, but that doesn't affect, you know, how I do relationship today and, you know, who I am in partnership today and who I call to me and all of that stuff. And you know, even though I know this is a really important step for people, there was a part of me, it was really interesting, I found out there's a part of me that kind of believed that. And in the video workshop, I actually write examples from my work and my investigative work and my process through all of the stuff. And I had these really great aha moments. So I'll share with you an example of my father's belief systems that, and my mother's belief systems that really honestly and truly manifested with my ex-husband and without me even ever thinking about it. I mean, we don't think about these things. That's why they're in our unconscious part of our brain. So my father's belief systems, a husband does all the household maintenance. A wife mm-hmm. can't take care of herself, especially financially. The wife cooks. The wife takes care of her husband. And the biggest one was a husband works all the time to provide. An example of my mother's belief systems that affected me in my relationship is a husband pays the bills. I didn't pay a bill for 23 years. 23 years is a long time not to pay a bill. And a husband mm-hmm. takes care of the maintenance and the cars. So all of those things manifested in my previous relationship. And again, the huge piece for me was a husband works all of the time to provide. And because both my parents were teachers, neither of them made a lot of money. So my father would take on other odd jobs to help pay the bills because he had four children. And he wanted us to go to college and he wanted good things for us. And I ended up marrying a workaholic. I mean, he didn't have to work 7 days a week, but he did. And it was so fascinating to me that even though, you know, we try everything that we can not to be like our mother and father, how much the beliefs of our mother and father, how much has been modeled for us as we were growing up, lives and breathes within us, and then we manifest in these relationships. Can you think of anything that from you growing up that you've manifested in your relationships, Sarian? I'm kind of putting you on the spot. Sorry.
Not really. Most of the stuff that I learned from my parents were the knots, and then I tried really hard to not follow. I used those as the opposite examples.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if they were doing, like if they drank, well, I don't really drink because right. they drank. You know, they
mm-hmm.
smoke, so I don't smoke because they smoked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I took it to the other extreme. However, my childhood is kind of textbook in all the wrong ways.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. So the stuff I picked was kind of mild. So the the stuff that I attracted with my ex-husband is kind of mild compared to what could have been there. So I get that, and that's really awesome. So having those list of don'ts, but bringing to your awareness even the don'ts. Is really important. Like my father, an example of my father's belief systems is a wife is submissive and needs to be controlled for her best good. That was one. I mean, he really honestly truly believed that. But this is also a man who also believes that women are raped because they wore their skirt too short.
So, years ago there was a thing, Coming to America by Eddie Murphy, and in it, he was basically given a woman that was basically trained to be his wife. Her entire job in life was to know what he liked, what he wanted, and to do whatever he said. And when he went to America, he made a statement, and the statement was, would you want a fool in charge of your kingdom, or would you want somebody that had their own mind, truly loved you, and truly wanted the best for you and your country? And that's why he came to America to find a wife. But anyway,
wow.
Go ahead.
That's really interesting. That's fascinating. So, okay, so we have these two pieces of paper and we're writing down these beliefs that came from our mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
So the next step is who have you been in relationships? So looking at who each of you has been in partnership in the past. So what were the positive and negative qualities? So writing down the positive and negative qualities that you brought to that partnership and the partnerships of the past. And then who have you called to you in partnership? And what are their positive and negative qualities? And making sure that you have positive on one side, negative on the other, so it's really clear which is which. Because it's the negative ones that in ourselves that we're going to want to shift, right, so that we can call to us something different. And it's the negative ones of the people that we've called to us that we don't want to call to us again in the future. So really becoming conscious of those places that we want to bring forward and we don't want to bring forward. So the next piece, so we have so far belief systems of mom and dad, who you have been in the past in relationship, who you have called to you, writing the positives and negatives down. And if this is a lot for you that are listening, you know that this will be archived, and you can listen to this over and over, so don't worry about writing down really, really quickly. Just kind of take it all in right now. The next step that I'd like to share with you today is finding the lessons, blessings, and gifts of past relationship. So, i.e., what did you learn about yourself and about being a partner? And this is a really tough one for a lot of people, because a lot of times when we think about our failed, quote-unquote, relationships, we don't think of, you know, getting really good lessons and blessings and gifts, you know. We think of all the bad things that happened in those relationships. And so maybe some examples of lessons, blessings, and gifts that we've learned can be lessons might be vulnerability, trust, forgiveness, betrayal, you know, abandonment, compassion, strength. We might have learned how strong we are. We might have learned how courageous we are. We might have learned how to speak our needs. We might have had and learned, you know, a healthy no and what healthy confrontation is. We might have learned that we don't know what healthy confrontation is, and we just know how to win war and fight dirty. So all of these lessons are important to kind of look at. See, what did I learn from being there? And what were the blessings and gifts? So it's really easy if you have children, because a lot of times you can say, well, children, that was a good blessing and gift. And that's true. That is a good blessing and gift. Right? So if nothing else you got out of that relationship as a blessing and gift was, you know, was children. But like you said, you talked about your parents that drank and smoke. Well, maybe there are people out there who have been addicted, and when they were with that partner, this previous partner, they got clean. Well, I don't know what better a blessing and gift there is out there than that. I mean, maybe you had a great, like we talked about before, you had a great sexual relationship with your partner, but you guys didn't communicate well. But you learned a lot about yourself as a sexual partner. You know, what you learned, what you like. You learned how to give pleasure to another. I mean, that's huge. So all kinds of blessings and gifts that we can take and from our previous relationships and really bring something positive to them, because every relationship brings us beautiful lessons, blessings, and gifts. So the question becomes, what are they? So the best part of doing this 10-step process in the past, in the present, and the future is looking at who you were in relationship, who you are in relationship, and who you want to be in relationship, because it does all come down to you, and it does come down to the law of attraction. So if you want a loving mate, it means that you have to be, A, lovable. You can't be, you know, mean and cutting and bitchy and unkind and nagging, and, you know, and you have to love yourself, which means you have to tone down that super ego and that judge of yourself and others. And you have to be loving to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have to look at us. And so if we want a mate that we can trust, then first we have to trust ourselves. And then we have to be open to trust others. And third, we have to be trustworthy. So looking at who have we been in the past, who are we today, and who do we want to be in the future? And for people who are like, well, I don't know. I don't know who I want to be in the future. I mean, I know all the qualities I want in that other partner. So again, turning that around to us. But, you know, what would your perfect mate, because that's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about calling to you your perfect mate. So mm-hmm. when you think about your perfect mate, Zurian, what do you want her to say over coffee to her friend about who you are in relationship with her when you're nowhere near around? So she's not saying it for you. What are some of the things that you would want her to say about you to her friend?
Of course, all she could say is that I'm great.
What makes you great?
You know, I'm punctual, I'm reliable, you know, I'm always where I'm supposed to be, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect for her, you know, things along that line.
Good. Yeah. So when if you've seen on Facebook, there was this YouTube video that was going around, and it was this man who had just come out of surgery, and he had just come out of anesthesia. and his wife is filming him. Have you seen this one?
No.
Oh, my God, it's the coolest thing. So this guy is, like, the guy is, like, waking up, and he's chewing crackers, and he has forgotten that he has a wife. And he looks at his wife, and he says, you know, who are you? Did the doctor send you in here? Because you are beautiful. You are like eye candy. The woman looks at him and she goes, no, I'm your wife. And he just looks stunned. And he goes, and he's spitting the crackers. And he's like, you're my wife? Oh, man, I hit the jackpot. You are gorgeous. You are beautiful. Oh, wow. And he starts to mumble to himself how lucky he is and how he must have done, like, something really good in life. And then he looks at her and he goes, really? How long have we been married? And they go through this process, and she's, like, giggling, you know. But and I was thinking, and I almost started crying watching. I was laughing. But I almost started crying because I thought, that's what every girlfriend slash wife wants to hear their husband say. He says, you are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. It was just so cool. So when we think about who we want to be in relationship, thinking about what would our perfect mate, what would you want your perfect mate to say about you over coffee to their friend when you're nowhere around? And those are the qualities to step deeper into. And we don't have much time left, but the last piece of calling your perfect mate to you is that you can't just do this work and then go to work and come home and go to work and come home, because your perfect mate is not going to come knocking on your door and saying, hello, I'm here. So you've got to get out there. You've got to meet people. You've got to join clubs and teams and maybe get involved in your church. Go online, go do some online dating. But really getting out there and meeting people who have things in common with you. Be open. Release control and be open to who and what is presented to you. Quit making decisions and judgments in your head about all these people that you're meeting. Be open. Who is this person? And taking those new beliefs about men and women, taking this new awareness, taking this new consciousness, and taking this new person of who you want to be in relationship and practicing. And not just practicing with people that we want to be our boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, but practicing with the cashier at the 7-Eleven, practicing with your family, practicing with your friends. You're stepping deeper into those qualities of who you are and who you want to be on a daily basis. So finally, just remember, if you bring the bricks of your previous relationship, you will build the same house. And I can't promise you that you will find your perfect mate tomorrow, but what I can promise you is as you fall deeper in love with yourself, you will invite others to do the same. So hopefully, with all this self-discovery, people will be able to step into a new place in their lives. What do you think, Zurian?
Sounds great. Could you also tell everyone how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. People can reach me at cindy@transform-heal.com. And you can find out more information on Preparing for Your Perfect Mate, the video workshop that by the end of this month you'll be able to download. And also, the website is www.transform-heal.com.
Outstanding. Well, I want to thank you. You made me think of the day I remember when my wife was walking down the aisle on our wedding day, and I was thinking that was the most beautiful woman in the room.
Oh, that's so awesome. Tell her that tonight.
Okay. Well, hopefully somebody will do it before me.
I'll text you and remind you.
What a giver, I tell you. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this was Cindy Battino, and Cindy is a life coach and energy coach. She's an awesome individual that is, again, very passionate about helping others. So please take advantage and, again, share. If you got something from this show today, share it with other people that you know that can use it or maybe just need to hear it, because all of us need a little coaching every now and then. And if this little piece is to get you started in the right track, then that's a beautiful thing. Again, Cindy, thank you for coming on. Any last words before we go?
No, I just hope everybody steps deeper in love with themselves today and tomorrow and, you know, have a deeper level of self-compassion and self-acceptance, because we deserve it, man. We matter.
I hear you. Well, again, as always, thank you for sharing those platinum jewels with us and helping us to help ourselves. And as you said, it all starts with us loving and liking ourselves first, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Take care, Cindy, and you have a great week.
Thank you, Zurian. You too.
All right. Take care. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we had Cindy Battino, and Cindy is a phenomenal human being with a wealth of experience, knowledge, and is truly someone that walks the walk, talks the talk, and is passionate about what she does. So again, I would urge everybody to take advantage of the download that she's offering along with the other information for that workshop. Again, this is all about you, your relationships, your growth, and also happiness. We all want happiness. And sometimes, again, we all need a little help because we didn't get the right information from a lot of the people that we saw and dealt with as role models. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you, be well, and we wish you every success.